Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting seventh. The DH, Jamie Quirk. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Kuzik. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting sixth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bob Gorenski. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Brewers. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Moore and he is out, Money applying the tag. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball 4. Craig Kuzik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley takes first base on ball four. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Money scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew juggles the ball. That's an error on Carew. Yount moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Money moves to third. Two outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Randall moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall moves to third. Carew moves to second. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-1 in the game. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Randall scores. Carew moves to third. Two outs. It's Brewers, 3, Twins, 3. Danford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Weiniger and he is out, Randall applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gorenski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Gorenski reaches second base with a double. Smalley goes all the way around to score. Gorenski moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Gorenski scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Sam Hines now pitching. Luis Gomez pinch hits for Bob Randall. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carew hits a line drive into left field. Wolford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wolford. Terrell scores. Carew moves to third. It's 6-3, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Carew steals home. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Luis Gomez now playing second base. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount strikes out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-2 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Childs pinch hits for Craig Cusick. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Moore scoops up the ball and tags Ford for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooper is called out on strikes. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano takes first base on ball 4. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley strikes out. 1 out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gorenski strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Quirk hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Hegan pinch hits for Jim Wolford. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gomez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Hegan now playing left field. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gomez moves to third. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-1 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomez scores. Hile moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Lyman Bostock pinch hits for Dan Ford. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock strikes out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Hines covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Lyman Bostock now playing center field. Larry Hile now playing right field. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Money moves to second. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lescano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gorenski hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Terrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorenski moves to second. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gomez takes first base on ball 4. Gorenski moves to third. Terrell moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorenski scores. Terrell scores. Gomez moves to second. It's 10-3, Twins. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-3 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.